Amnesty Bill Opposition. The bandwagon lengthens. The concept of the bandwagon is often used in English to describe an activity, trend, or fad that is rapidly growing in popularity or influence. Bandwagon certainly seems an appropriate description for the push here in Thailand to reject the blanket amnesty bill recently passed by the House of Representatives. Thousands more people are jumping or climbing on the bandwagon every day. The Democrat Party has been in the lead since the beginning, first through its failed effort to defeat the bill in Parliament, and then through its mass rally near the Sam Sain railway station, which has since moved to the Democracy Monument in the Ratchadamnuan Avenue area. Democrat leaders last night vowed to continue, even escalate, their protests, despite signs the Prime Minister was backing away from trying to push the bill through the Senate. The government will let the Senate decide freely, she said. A second long-running protest site is near the Urapong intersection. The leaders, many associated with the PAD group which led the mass protests in 2006, has a broader aim than simply killing the amnesty bill. It wants to oust the current government and to rid the country of the influence of Thaksin Shinawat. Yesterday, a group of 500 members from the Tama Army moved from Urapong to Panfa to set up yet another protest site. What makes this bandwagon different from previous protests, however, is that it extends far beyond political parties and protest groups. Students and staff from major universities throughout the country, for example, have staged rallies of their own. On Monday, rectors of 14 universities issued a statement opposing the amnesty bill, saying it would cause the people to believe that corruption is not a serious matter, because those who commit it would eventually be absolved of wrongdoing by an amnesty. Yesterday, more than 10,000 students and staff of Chulalongkorn University staged the most impressive university rally yet, marching to the Bangkok Art and Culture Center and snarling traffic in the Siam Square area. At the center, Chulalongkorn President P. Rom Kamon Ratanakun said the passage of the bill by the House was hasty and irregular. The bill will benefit the corrupt, he said. Education institutions have a responsibility to teach students to be ethical people. Hospital staff and medical students have also staged rallies in many areas of the country. Yesterday it was the turn of Ratchaburi Hospital, where about 100 students and staff demonstrated their opposition to the bill. Heavyweight opposition is growing as well. Yesterday, 63 judges condemned the government's blanket amnesty bill, saying it will destroy the rule of law and set the wrong precedent for society. Civic groups opposing corruption have issued statements on several occasions. Yesterday, the National Anti-Corruption Commission voiced strong opposition to the bill. NAAC Commissioner Wee Cha Maha Kun said his agency is concerned that thousands of corruption cases it handled would be affected if the bill is enacted. In one particularly embarrassing incident for the government, about 200 Commerce Ministry staff rallied against the amnesty bill near their office in Sanam Pinnam yesterday. The protests are by no means finished. Today, during the noon hour, thousands of whistleblowing protesters are scheduled to gather in Siloam for what is sure to be a colorful rally. The bandwagon seems to have had an effect. Senate Speaker Nikom Wai Ratpanit, accompanied by a group of elected senators, said at a press conference yesterday afternoon that the Senate would not pass the bill, which would then have to return to the House of Representatives. The lower house is legally required to wait 180 days until it can adopt the bill for confirmation. Few expect the House MPs will push for its final passage.